It's probably the only club that I'd leave Luton for. And Peterborough now give me a great opportunity to further my career, which is great.
Yeah, you've got aspirations, of course, for the coaching side of things, and you'll be doing that as part of your job at Posh. But you're still a player as well, aren't you? You've still got some time left in you in terms of playing on the pitch.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'll be pushing all the goalkeepers there, Ben, Dion, and Stuart. You know what I mean? I still want to play. I feel fit enough. Feel strong enough. And I mean, I don't put weight on, which I haven't done for the last 4 or 5 years. So I feel sharp. I've been playing well this year, which is great. And yeah, I'll be pushing them hard to whoever, you know what I mean, number one. It's a team game. You know what I mean? It's not just down to me or Ben or Dion. You know what I mean? I'll be pushing them hard and keeping them on the toes.
Yeah, you're 39, of course, but do you still feel sort of evergreen? I mean, we saw Jaskalainen at Wigan; he's playing at 40. Do you still feel like you've got that energy and the desire, I suppose, to carry on for as long as possible?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? I get a buzz every time I go on the pitch. You know what I mean? So until that goes away, I feel fit, I feel strong, and like I said, it's the thing that I love doing, you know what I mean? And if I can help people along the way, it's even better. And try and get better for Peter United.
Yeah, I think it's 486 appearances so far in a Posh shirt for you, Mark. Is the 500 in the back of your mind? Are you thinking that might be a target for you?
It'd be nice, you know what I mean? So I've got to prove myself, you know what I mean? So, like I said, it's a step up for me and to League One. I've been playing League Two the last 2 years, so. Once I'm up to speed and on that front of the, I should be fine. But you know, I mean, it's always nice to make milestones. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? I'm there as part of the team and part of the coaching. And you know what I mean? All we're gunning for is to be successful.
Yeah. How important is it for you now, after all your years playing and with all the knowledge you've garnered over those years, Mark, to pass some of that on to some of the young keepers coming through to give something back? I guess.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I want to do in the future. You know what I mean? It's I've seen and played in plenty of games. I've had some great managers. I've had some great coaches. So I'll take a bit of everything from them, and obviously I put my own spin on everything. And I mean, if I can help one or two come through, you know what I mean? It'd be great for the young ones to come and train with us, and you know what I mean, see what we do and see what I'm about. So yeah, that's what I want to do, and hopefully we can have a nice line of keepers come through.
Yeah, how different is the club now in terms of the quality there, and also just in general terms the training ground and that sort of thing? How different is it to when you turned up all those years ago?
Yeah, it's all changed. You know what I mean? We've got a great training base, which is brilliant. You know what I mean? You don't have to, like when I was in my day, you have to travel to from the club to the training ground every day. It's great that you've got a base, and then obviously it's nice to go to London Road and play because it's a nice stadium, and it's your home, and that's where you want to be rock solid. And you know what I mean, there's a few old faces that are still at the club. You know what I mean? Obviously Baz was my manager for 10 years, so he hasn't changed one bit. And yeah, it's great. You know what I mean? It's a great club, and like I said, it's not a club that it'll be no other club that I'd come back for.
Yeah, you're a popular figure, though. I'm sure you know that. And just on social media now, having sort of tweeted the story and the story coming out, there's a lot of love for you, Mark. You must appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. It's a bit of surreal when I played down here this year in the FA Cup, and all sides of the stadium were cheering after a save. So, you know what I mean? It was a great experience for me. It was one I wanted to do before I did hang up the gloves. You know what I mean? I played at Norwich, where my hometown is, and I played now at London Road against the Posh. So that's two things that I've chalked off. And now to be part of the team and the coaching, hopefully for the long term, and it's going to be great.